إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, I would like to remind myself and you of something which is related to what we mentioned yesterday, which is the issue of laziness. And that thing which I want to remind you about is the tendency to procrastinate. Procrastination is the tendency to postpone things. And procrastination is the delusion that all times are equal. It is the delusion that tomorrow is as good as today. Whereas the reality is that today is the only thing which we have in our hands. And tomorrow never comes. So to imagine that something can be postponed and it can be done equally well after today is a figment of the imagination. But procrastination is a tendency that many of us have. One way which we, in which we justify procrastination is by imagining or assuming that there is a good time to do things. So, for example, if you say, I want to memorize some Quran, I'm not talking about memorizing the whole Quran, I'm saying memorize some Quran. Seriously, we need to ask ourselves, in the last 1 year, how much Quran did you memorize? Maybe you did many other things, but if you did not memorize Quran, that Quran is not going to go with you in your qabr. So therefore, we're talking about memorizing some Quran. So what do you say? We say, well, you know, I think in the last 10 days of Ramadan, I'm going to make i'tikaf. And during this i'tikaf, I will memorize Quran. Or you will say, well, you know what, I am planning to go in Jamaat. So when I go in Jamaat this year, then I will memorize Quran. And the reality, you know what it is and I know what it is. That i'tikaf never happens, that Jamaat never happens. Or if it happens, then there is something else that happens during it. And then this Quran memorizing does not happen. And that's only one example. There's so many such examples. We buy books, we get very charged up. Somebody says, you should read such and such a book. So we get very charged up, we immediately order it on Amazon or Flipkart or something, or we go to a shop and we buy the book, and then that book sits in our shelf and gathers dust and we never read it. One of the Akabirin, I'm not sure whether it was Imam Ahmad or Imam Ibn Taymiyyah or somebody, said that, he said, my father gave me a hukum, and he said that a book must go on the shelf only after you have read it. Until that time, the book should sit on the table or somewhere. You should not go into the shelf. It must be put in the shelf only when you complete reading it. So if you are seeing now 5,000 books in the shelves, it means that those 5,000 books have been read. But you know and I know, for us, may Allah forgive us, you know, the books in our shelves are there. We have not read them, we buy them. The intention alone is not sufficient. Let us be very clear about this. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did say, innamal amalu bin niyat, but he also said, innamal amalu bil khawatim. He said, the deeds, the value of the deed is on the ending of it. Not on just making the niyat. Oh, I intend to do this. And then that intention never actually happens. Why? Because of procrastination. We keep postponing. There is a good time, I will do it tomorrow, I will do it at this time, and so on and so on. And the result is, at the end of the day, you find that you have not accomplished it. There's always this great time we are looking for. We never achieve. Why? Because we have postponed and pushed back and pushed back. The solution to this, the solution to procrastination is twofold. Number one is the same thing which I mentioned yesterday with regard to laziness. Seriously sit down and consider that thing which you have been postponing and convince yourself that that thing is worth doing. Seriously sit down and do that. I always tell people, take a piece of paper and write down. And even though it might look like, for example, since we took the example of memorizing Quran, you know, you might say, well, what do I need to convince myself that this is important? Of course it is important. It is the word of Allah. All of this is talk. If it is really the word of Allah and if it is really so important, how come you are not doing anything about it? So, forget all this talk, doesn't help. Sit down and actually convince yourself and say, yes, this is something that I must do. It is worth doing. There is actual benefit in this thing. Convince yourself, no matter how oxymoronic it might seem, no matter how, you might say, well, you see, this is a given. Nothing is a given. We have to actually convince ourselves, yes, it is important to do that. Whether it is memorizing Quran, whether it is, doing exercise in the gym, that is another one which gets postponed and postponed and pushed back and pushed back. No, I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do this thing. No, no, the new gym is opening here, when it opens, I will get a membership. So, there's always a reason why you can't do this thing now. But as I said, the only time you have is now. So, convince yourself that this is something that has to be done, must be done, that there is value in doing it. And second thing is, then make a timetable and stick to that timetable like a complete fanatic. Because there's no sense in making a timetable and then there is a reason why you can't do this timetable. No. Reasons do not change reality. Excuses do not change reality. And if you put a time, you said from 9 to 10, I am going to read this book. Or from 9 to 10, I am going to do this thing. And when 9 o'clock comes and you don't start doing it, it is not done. So there may be a so-called very good reason why you did not do it. That still does not change the fact that you did not do this thing. Right? The reason does not change reality, or the excuse does not change reality. Reality is, you did not do it. Period. Whatever the reason, you did not do it. And if you did not do it, then you are not going to get the benefit of that thing. As simple as that. Yeah? Then maybe there is a reason why you could not go to the gym. Does it mean now, therefore, automatically your BP is down and your muscles are building and you are losing weight or gaining weight or whatever, all that without touching anything in the gym because you have a good reason? Is it going to happen? No. Reason means nothing. Reason is trash. Reason is rubbish. They are all excuses. They don't change reality. The reality is you did not do it. So, therefore, convince yourself that it is worth doing. And second one is, make a timetable. And as I'm using the words, not randomly, I'm using these words very consciously. Stick to the timetable like a fanatic. Fanatic, I'm not talking, don't stick to the timetable like somebody who is convinced. No. Don't stick to the timetable like somebody who believes. No. Like a fanatic, completely insanely, stick to the timetable, no matter what happens. The only thing that will stop you from doing it is if you drop dead, nothing else. As long as you are breathing, you will do it. Totally, completely, fanatically stick to that timetable. Procrastination is a disease. It's an evil, it's a sickness. And for that sickness, you have to get very, very rigid about yourself. This is about yourself. This is not about anybody else. This is about myself. If I am making a timetable, it's for me. It's not for somebody else. And I need to stick to that timetable like a fanatic, like somebody who's crazy about that thing. Then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives success. And you get the success, fuel success. So once you start, to continue the same example, once you start memorizing Quran, once you start realizing, okay fine, I can do it, it gives you encouragement. And you can do more and more and more. Right? So, this is for today inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to practice what we talk and to show us the benefit of what we intend to do, so that our intentions are actually converted into actions and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for these actions inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmal rahim.